Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel, this is Kelsey, and we're here with another disappointment in boxing, and that is that the Canelo Alvarez versus Caleb Plant fight has crumbled into nothingness. We won't be getting it in September, which means we're probably not getting Canelo in September either.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, right? At least they think that he's running out of time as far as securing a next opponent.
Right, because, yeah, they need time to train and prepare, you know, his opponent.
So I'm disappointed the fight's not going to happen. However, I'm not going to pretend like Canelo versus Plant is some kind of super fight we need in boxing, right? I don't think that's the case.
No.
Canelo Alvarez would be a significant favorite on the betting market, and I think that he should be a significant favorite on the betting market. There are still plenty of interesting and noteworthy and compelling fights for Canelo Alvarez. Part of the reason we want to see Alvarez fight Caleb Plant, of course, is because I think it would establish an undisputed champion at that weight class, 168 pounds. However, there's also plenty of other good fights for Canelo. People have mentioned a third fight against Gennady Golovkin. People have mentioned something more intriguing to me, I think, a fight against either 175-pound title holders, Dmitry Bivol or Artur Beterbiev. I love that. I love both of those fights. So I think that he has plenty of options. Plus, there's always the most intriguing option, I think, to me, Rachel, Canelo Alvarez versus Jake Paul. See ya. I got us there.
Here's my issue. You're right. This isn't some kind of huge mega fight or something like that. But it was significant because of what it did, like, historically in the record books. Like, that's why. Just like when we just saw one of the Charlo brothers get the draw.
So close.
We were like, oh, but we're... The bigger thing to me was, like, the undisputed thing. So that's why it's a big deal that it's crumbled, why I'm so disappointed that it's fallen apart. I read Chris Mannix had a 10 Things thing that released today, and he talked to Eddie Hearn about it, who basically said, you know, both sides couldn't agree to terms, that they got to a certain point, and then they fell apart, and he doesn't know, you know, they've each got their own story and why things don't come. But what's interesting is that this would have been a huge payday
for Caleb Plant.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, why?
$10 million or something?
Why is this?
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this not, like, I don't understand why this couldn't, like, get figured out.
Yeah.
So I'm just disappointed and like, man. Here's the thing. So yeah, it was mentioned. Eddie Hearn specifically mentioned Dmitry
Bivol, yeah.
Yeah, Bivol. Specifically mentioned him, and I just don't... It seems odd to me in the trajectory. So, yeah, Canelo's already went up to 175, right, against Kovalev. But now he's come back down, and he was kind of doing this thing where he was going to clear out, like, essentially this division.
Yeah.
And so, to me, it would seem odd to go up to 175 again because I thought he looked really small against Kovalev.
But he also looked really good.
He did, but, like, you're going to tell me that, like, against people in their prime? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying that that's why it's so awesome, because it's an intriguing fight where you don't know if Canelo should be a significant favorite, right?
It just seems that there's a right order to things, so it made sense to me that you fight Caleb Plant and then 175, here I come.
A right order if you're trying to manage his career, but not a right order if you just want to see him in the toughest fights possible. Right? I mean, I want to see him in a fight that he might lose. And he might lose to Dmitry Bivol. He might lose to Artur Beterbiev. Both those guys were really, really good fighters. They're different in style, but both of them are world-class elite 175-pounders. But Canelo is also elite, so I legitimately don't know who wins that fight or even who would be favored.
Yeah, I don't. I guess there's just something about me that I'm always, like, a little bit managing
you
things.
You want Canelo. And there is something to be said about cleaning out a division, becoming an undisputed champion. That's a big deal. So hopefully, I don't know. The thing about boxing is this happens all the time, right? We have to read about these negotiations. And really, those just come from leaks from people that want to define a narrative out there in the media space. We really don't know what's what. For all we know, in a couple days, they're going to say that, oh, no, it's not dead. Here's the fight. I hope that happens because Canelo Alvarez is the best fighter in boxing today. He's its biggest star, and most importantly to me, he wants to fight the best.
Yeah. There was some talk of Golovkin, apparently, who has a fight already lined up in the future, but is looking for maybe a fight before then, and so that he might be available to fight Canelo in September.
One, though, the other two names in there, in and around the weight class, would be Big Charlo and Older Charlo. Minute older Charlie.
So, I don't know. I'm not very excited about the Golovkin. We've talked about
this. Yeah, we've already seen that
fight. Historically, I don't know. The Eddie Hearn made it sound like it's a possibly...
People... I mean, it would sell because of their names.
Basically, I would watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not, like, too excited about it. I'd much rather
see... Is it better than nothing?
The history making of the, like, potentially beating Caleb Plant would do. And I just want to say also that I like Caleb Plant. I can't help that I look at something and I just think one fighter is going to win the fight. That's just the way it is. But I do like Caleb Plant.
He's fun to watch fight, too. I love his style. And
yeah. But yeah, just disappointing, especially we're coming off the unfortunate delay. Well, first, the misfight of Fury Joshua. Now the delay of Fury Wilder. And I'm just like, what? Like, I mean...
Come on. Well, yeah. And again, I think juxtaposed next to all the fights that we've seen happen in MMA, it's hard in boxing because you're like, come on, boxing. I want to see big fights. I want to see the best fight, the best. I want to see big, important fights. And it seems like it's just been harder to get those going.
It's been harder, although it was really good. Boxing, we had this like little bit of a heyday. I don't know if it was right before the pandemic or if it was... My timing is all mixed up, but we had a stretch of like a few months that was really fantastic in boxing. And I was watching boxing like all the time and with all the offerings on DAZN and PBC and all this stuff. But lately. And what do we got? What have you done for me lately, boxing?
Come on, boxing. Get your stuff together.
So, hey, how do you feel about the breakdown of the Canelo Plant fight? Let us know what you think, and what are your alternate suggestions for Canelo's next opponent? If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you're listening via podcast, review and subscribe, and we will see you next time, best fight friends. Thanks.